what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my people's come first. You know this, man. Worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my people. Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Very excited to kick off another episode of The Worst. 312-981-7200. This is where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes.
Yes.
We've got a great panel lined up tonight. Adam Burke is back. Good to see you, Adam. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Justin?
Good to see you. Great stand-up. You can see him at the Blind Bet at the Pony, the show tomorrow night, right? 9 o'clock?
That's right. That's it.
Belmont Ashland up in Lakeview. Alex Kuman, her first, The Worst. Good to see you. Thanks for being
very
here.
Very excited.
This is exciting
Thank
to have
you.
It. Opening up tomorrow for the AV Club Festival, which is at the Hideout with, how do you pronounce her name?
Aparna Nancherla.
Yes. Great comic.
Yes.
Awesome. What a great gig. That's a great
Thanks.
Gig.
I'm
All
excited.
Right. That's
tomorrow.
That's a
one.
High profile gig. But before she does that, she's here at The Worst. Nice. All right. 312-981-7200. You know the drill at home. We are playing for pizza tonight. We've got some Lou Malnati's gift certificates. And it's really funny, too, because someone texted in and said they won second place last week.
Yeah.
And then someone reached out and said from stations, like, you can't win within, like, they had won second place like a week before or something like that.
Oh, so, okay.
Got to share the gotta share the winnings, share the pie.
And that's
Is
just,
that a thing?
I think it's a thing.
It's your pizza pie? Okay,
that's
there we
not,
go.
Perfect, perfect. That's not us. That's just a local Chicago ordinance.
Yeah,
that's, we don't like two second places
that's,
in a row.
That's really an aldermanic. Yeah, that comes
that
right from city
crossed.
City council. All right, let's start this off the way we always started off with Pete Zimmerman. Pete?
What's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Hard to navigate restaurant websites. When you're just trying to find the menu right. or a phone menu. Number, and then it turns into a scavenger hunt. Like, yep. do I click on this piece of food?
Yeah.
Where do I find things?
I don't need 4 pages on the history of the restaurant. I don't care where your grandmother found that recipe for ravioli, really. Can I just get a calzone, please?
Yeah. I would double down on that and say restaurants that still use Flash. On their websites, when it starts to move, mm-hmm. on the page, you're like, no, we don't need to do this.
Or music,
or restaurants that don't have a menu page, that just a Grubhub,
right?
Just a sheet of Grubhub,
right?
That doesn't even
prices aren't on there.
What
no,
is
I know. What sheet
it's
of Grubhub?
Just casual mozzarella sticks.
This is
a Chinese restaurant.
I also like the impossible to decipher specials. Like website only, but must be redeemed in person. Like what? Do I have to bring my computer into the? How does this work?
Do you have Wi-Fi in here? Can I? Some Wi-Fi. All right, Adam. Start us off. What do you got for the worst?
All right, this is kind of. I'll try to keep it snappy. But when is it no longer okay to make fun of jazz? I thought that's one of the fundamental pillars of Western society is that it's kind of okay to make fun of jazz.
Oh my gosh.
And people get so I'm not gonna blame Ryan Gosling, but I do think it's kind of his fault. I think La La Land screwed it up.
We had Nicholas Payton, trumpet player, in studio, and he went into this whole diatribe about how jazz is a made up word that has racist background in history.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, because I call him a jazz musician. And he's like, well, I don't call myself a jazz musician. He explained the whole thing, and it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, so
I was like, that's the first.
So he's on my side. Look, I don't mind. I love jazz. I'm down with it and all the rest of it. But, like, it's when people take it so seriously. Like, don't get your goatee in a twist. You know what I mean? I'm allowed to roll my eyes at your 45-minute marimba solo. You know what I mean? Like, just calm down. Because people don't hate jazz. They hate you getting mad about jazz. You know?
They do hate the Utah jazz.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and that's universal.
Yeah,
that's
of
universal.
Course. Yeah.
Even people in Utah hate the Utah jazz.
How can you not?
All right, Alex. All right, what do you got for the worst?
When a superior at work orders espresso instead of espresso. Just
what do you
how
do?
Do,
do
I
you, how, what do, you
do
you
do? I correct you because I do want to slap you in the face.
That's a good one. Like, what do you have to do there? Do you just let it go?
You let your blood boil until it pops out of your eyes.
Do you say, I went to the store, I asked for espresso, they said they didn't have any, but they do have some espresso?
Espresso. Well, you have to repeat it back. And you said you want a double espresso? Espresso?
Just try it. If you like it as much as espresso, which is your favorite drink. Maybe it'll be a good substitute.
A grande espresso.
I feel like somewhere along the line when espresso became Americanized, one of those companies like Nescaf or whatever it is.
Nescafe.
Nescafe, sorry. Nescaf called it espresso. Like yeah. somewhere along the line, it yes. got everyone confused. Like
some
I feel like we
Midwestern,
put,
yeah. yeah. So, get your right. espresso over here.
Hills Brothers came yeah. out with a espresso blend,
yeah,
and we just all and it screwed everybody up.
Said, this sure, is the, yeah, this is it.
This
it
is the gets, most
puts your day on express.
Right? They're like someone was in a marketing meeting. You know, espresso doesn't work as well as expresso. Yeah, you think about it.
In Italy, is it called Federal Express?
Really real. Take it to the extreme.
All right, Alex Kuman and Adam Burke in studio. Here's what we're going to do. We'll take a break, and I will then line up all of the texts that are coming in. They're coming in fast and furious, as well as the phone calls. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. Stay with us. What's going down, y'all? Playing the worst here on the download, 720 WGN. Alex Kuman, Adam Burke in studio. Got a lot of good stuff coming in. So let's get to it. All right, let's go with the text first. Let's go 773 says, you know what's the worst? Camping with whiners.
See, I thought they were going to say something more fun, like camping with wine coolers or something like that.
I was just going to say, I need clarification. Are they alcoholics or they're just the worst? That would make sense.
I mean, camping with wieners? You need wieners for a fire.
Right, sure,
fire side thing. I love that. I when you read that out earlier, I was like, that's one of my favorite things about camping is just pointing out how arbitrary all of this is. We didn't need to leave the city. We've brought this all on ourselves.
We didn't need to leave the city. We don't need to be in the sun right now.
I'm sorry you've got nothing to watch on Netflix and you've dragged us out here to where the mosquitoes live, but
so whining is essential.
It's so much fun. It's the best part of it. Because I can't do anything. I can't put up the tent.
No.
I don't know where north is.
Never. No concept. No. No.
Yeah.
None.
I'm a big disappointment to my family who lives out in the woods.
Oh, okay.
And I come to visit
like
and I'm always
people?
Like, no, pretty much. Hippies, but close. It's close, yeah. Yeah, but every time I'm like, can we just go in the house? Because they like live out in the woods, and it's just like they're just so disappointed in my lack of interest.
Yeah, it's just
inability to function without electricity or water. Yeah,
or just to do anything.
Do anything. Lifting a finger. Forget about it.
I don't want to do that.
My favorite part of camping is doing a task unsuccessfully and then having the alpha male just take it on my hand and just do it. And then I have like a manservant for about 5 minutes just because of their impatience.
Man, build so fire.
That's good. I feel like I know that very well. All right. 630, the worst is when you step in dog doo-doo and, okay, and you don't realize until you've walked through the carpeted house and slipped on the kitchen floor.
Ooh.
Wow. That's... Ooh.
Ugh. That's.
Is it your dog's though? Is it?
Yeah, right.
How do you go about cleaning that out of?
It just seems
cart?
Like a lot.
That is.
Let's just move on from that one. Mm-hmm. 847. The worst is when someone likes their own picture or posts on Facebook.
Oh, everyone we know.
But the thing is, that's worst for them too. If they're like, you know what that is? That's the digital equivalent of a homeless person putting a dollar in the hat. Just to get the ball rolling.
Just to get it.
Mean?
Hey.
Just like, hey.
Someone likes it.
Someone likes
Anonymous
it.
Anonymous likes it.
So, yeah, I feel like Facebook should come up with like a way for you to, they should encourage you to be able to like your own things without your name being there. So like, yeah, you're right. Like a dummy name or an anonymous that you can, and you're like, well, someone does like it.
I feel like we don't need to love ourselves more than we do right now.
There you go.
I think, yeah, there should be a button where it's like, it's especially for me as a famously unphotogenic person, if I get a button that just lets people know, I'm okay with this. I'm all right with it. I don't
Not
like
even
it.
I like
don't
it.
Like it. Yeah. But I'm all right with it.
I'll allow it.
This will pass.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
708, the worst is when someone who's never done your job tells you how to do your job.
Yeah. Being a woman? Is that how we?
Yeah.
That is the worst. Can't imagine.
Right.
Can't imagine daily life like that.
What's that feel like? All right. 847. The worst when you don't have air conditioning, so you have to open a window to cool off, but there's a hole in the screen and a huge wasp hovering near the hole.
See, I love this one because this, to me, just sounds like the plot of like a W.C. Fields movie or something. This just sounds very slapsticky.
Unless the wasps are killer wasps, then you got like kind of like an early 80s piranha type movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where the rats that come up from the Forgot the name of that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Or like the bees where you have to sit in the tub with a straw.
Yeah.
has the wasp diligently cut this hole in the screen themselves? Right, because in that case, I applaud its work.
It's a worker wasp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. Where did the hole in the screen come from?
Yeah, just do some upkeep.
I have up in my upstairs, when I open the door at the top of my place, there is a, like, I don't know what you call it, killer wasp. I don't know. Big bee.
Great white wasp.
That's a different thing. But it's very territorial. It's very territorial. Like, it's like, what are you doing up here? It just buzzes around. It's not on the tag, but it's just sort of like, what's going on? It's my place.
And you're like, get out of here, wasp. And the wasp is like, don't tell me how to do my job. You've never been a wasp.
Here we go. Full circle already. All right, here we go. Keep going. All right, 847, the worst is when the juice from your fruit salad runs onto your sandwich and makes your bread soggy.
So this is a person who is not good at problem solving.
Doesn't understand containers.
Or they came off of Memorial Day barbecue, and this would be the first. Yeah. Like, I see that. Like, you put the...
Yeah.
It's all on a plastic plate, and runs into each other.
Okay, yep. I take
Especially
it
Especially bad when it's the when the grapefruit is in the salad. When there's and it's a bitter...
I like a sweet sandwich. I like just
Hawaiian bread.
Yeah, I just like sweetener just on just, some marble rye.
Just a little agave on the side.
Yeah, sure.
A little sweet and low. All right. 813 says the worst is being excited about playing tennis with your dad, and then he turns it into a lesson. Thank you. That's about me.
Is that from your kid? Did your kid?
Yeah, right. Oh, he's finally got that. He's got that iPhone. Oh, why'd I give him that phone?
Dad, please listen.
I'm trying to reach out to
please.
You. Please. The worst, getting a sticky wad of gum on your shoe.
Yeah. I think even worse, reaching under something and touching sticky wad of gum, like a bus seat or a desk.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
That's the worst. It's moist and hot. That's not good.
Yeah, you don't want it to be where you could get a DNA sample off it. That's
right. No. Right. 708 says the worst is when you flip someone off when driving into work and then you realize it's one of your coworkers.
Done a similar thing before. It's uncomfortable. A lot of anger. There's a lot of heat coming
off. Did you address it? What do you do?
No,
I took a parking spot, and it was one of my students from one of the classes that I teach, and we had an angry interaction. It was the first day, and then I walked in. And I was like, this is very uncomfortable.
But you were the teacher.
I was a teacher, so I just had
to be
like. So
they were more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They had to be. Like, I just screwed this up.
Yeah, so we did a quick head nod. An acknowledgement.
You said you're already getting a B.
You're getting a B, an acknowledgement, and don't you dare bring this up again. Right. Don't you tell the other classmates
the best you're going to get is
what a
B.
Snake right, I was right. about that spot.
Was that, exactly. Was this one of your stand-up classes?
Mm-hmm.
Was their first joke like, yeah, we're driving to a place and some real jackass takes...
Yeah, and then I was like, I don't think that really works. I don't think that's got enough structure for it, so let's scrap that one.
Tell who the target of that joke is.
Yeah, let's not punch down.
Let's go to Dave. Dave, what's the worst, Dave?
Hey, it's a hot summer night in the city, and the people in the apartment adjacent to you have a broken air conditioner.
Okay.
It makes a constant clunking noise. There's nothing you can do about it because he's not at home. He's gone for the entire weekend.
He left the air conditioning on, huh?
Yeah, and have you ever heard a broken air conditioner?
No, I'm not sure. I mean, I have. Mine is as close to being broken as possible,
like a car just going along the road ready to die. It makes the worst noise.
Yeah.
and the janitor can't go into his apartment because there's some rule saying he needs his permission first or something.
It's not
like
a gas leak.
I love the lazy optimism of this guy. We're like, it's broken, but if I just leave it running for a week, maybe when I get back, it'll all be better.
It sounds like two things rubbing against one another. It's just, it's awful.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
All weekend long.
It's going to last for a couple of days, I'll bet, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for that.
Sure.
All right. I feel bad for Dave. It's tough.
Hearts out to Dave tonight.
Hearts out to Dave. All right. Let's keep going here. All right. 815. Finally got a date with this woman from work. When I arrived at the restaurant to meet her, a bird pooped on my shoulder. I did not have time to change.
Have you ever heard, my sister used to say that, you ever heard this nonsense that birds doing that on your shoulder is supposed to be good luck?
Good luck. Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, but this is the one instance where it clearly isn't.
No, but here's the thing.
It's a great start to the story.
Can we get a follow-up?
Yeah.
What happened on the date?
Yeah, what happened on the date?
Yeah. Did she...
I want to put a pin in that until we know what happened.
There's a pizza on the line. If this works out, they could get... Yeah, this is incentive.
Did she step in dog dirt and then track it through the carpet and then slip?
Then it's a match made in
heaven. Didn't even notice your bird situation?
And then 518 says, the worst is when people who wear sunglasses at night. So 1984.
Mm. Yeah, unless you're a vampire.
Yeah.
We don't.
Or Samuel L. Jackson.
Are those
you
the two?
Kind of do whatever.
Those
I
are
don't
the
know.
Two
I feel like that could be a new phase for me. Like if I did the show like right now with the lights in here and I wore sunglasses the entire time.
Yeah, the show would audibly change.
Right. Yeah.
People could tell that you were wearing sunglasses.
It'd be much more swagger. Like, yeah. It'd just be like so cool, it'd be dripping.
Yeah, your voice would go down an octave. Yeah. Just like,
and everyone
right.
who'd walk by in Michigan, I'd be like, that guy's cool. He's bringing it back. This is like 1984.
Your middle name would be Camaro for some reason.
There you go. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, 630 said the worst was being 15 and going with your friend to where your friend's mother's car was parked while she was in class and then taking an unsolicited illegal drive and going back in time to return the car to the space. But that now that space was filled by another car. Idea being that that they stole their mom's car when they were 15. Well, she was at work or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's just go for a joyride and we'll put it right back where it was. And they came back and someone else took this spot.
Sounds like a soft Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
It's the plot to License to Drive.
This is my favorite Corey Feldman movie. That's what I was going to say. I don't think that's the worst. I think that's. Although, by the way, if you watched License to Drive as a kid, do not rewatch it because it'll make you feel real bad about yourself. There's a lot of sexual assault in that movie.
Is there really? And I remember that's when you get the bag of Doritos and as my age, I'm like, oh, we got the RC from the and some Doritos Cola. To sleep over. We got License to Drive.
Yeah, you've got. They don't have license to do half the things
anything.
That they do in that movie. Nor should they. That was a rough rewatch.
Adam Burke, Alex Kuman in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. We'll take a break and get the update from tonight's news, and then we'll come back and we'll do second half. What's going down, y'all? The worst come to my people, come first. All right, we're playing the worst here. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, Alex Kuman, Adam Burke in studio. Alex is going to be at the AV Club Festival tomorrow at the Hideout Wednesday night. Adam is going to be at the Blind Bet at the Pony, 9 o'clock tomorrow, Belmont National in Lakeview. Both here tonight. We got some callers. Why don't we go to callers first, and we'll kick off the second half of the worst, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, what's the worst?
Okay. I don't know why I'm sharing this.
I already love it.
In my early 20s, probably, and I went on vacation with my parents in Hawaii and my siblings, and someone thought I was a hooker. I was on the beach, and I spent like most of the vacation pretending I was on my own, like alone. So I was probably like 5 feet in front of my dad, and this man approached me. I was just laying out. I had my headphones on, and he was super awkward. And he was like, "Are you available to me?" And
oh my god,
I had no.
That's not.
I really
no.
didn't.
That's
it's,
not
well,
on
it's
you at
worst.
All.
No,
you were 20. Well, you were 20.
It's a compliment, like, oh, if I've spent my whole life since thinking of things I should have said.
Yeah.
But
well,
my
thought
response...
is, you lying on the beach, minding your own business with headphones in, probably not. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I can't tell if you were sending out prostitute vibes.
No.
But it sounds like you're not.
I didn't think so.
Like,
no,
I think the guy
no.
has
was,
a
like,
better understanding of what a how that works.
Yeah
I think he's, are you available to me? Emotionally,
and I was and I didn't know, and I'm super naive, sheltered family, and I was like, I don't know, like I have a boyfriend back home, and he was like, I know, but are you? And it was like every sign that should have said this girl she's not a hooker didn't go through.
He didn't pick it up.
And he kept, like, walking back and then turning around like, you sure? And
I was like, yeah, you needed more time to think about that.
I love that this is his Groundhog Day. Like, how do I get it right? I'll get it right next time.
Right.
Just give me a second.
Are you available?
My dad's like, I turned around and I looked at my dad. And then later I figured it out. Oh, my God.
Wait,
like,
your dad?
Your dad figure it out? Was he, like, on it?
No.
No, he's not.
Well, he didn't even see it. It was like,
yeah, classic dad.
Dad.
I didn't figure it out
until I went to work, and someone told me that there's a lot of hookers on the beaches. I don't know.
This is news to me.
Where was this?
Listen, if you don't know that about Hawaiian beaches.
It was Waikiki Beach. It was like, you know, right in front of a nice hotel, and I don't know. It was just so weird.
Also,
like,
I believe the etiquette is aloha, then are you available to me? I mean, you don't go straight in.
Etiquette's off on that. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah. Thank you for that.
That does sound kind of traumatic, actually.
I like Sarah. She's a front runner for the pizza. Sharing that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that takes automatic.
It sucks that she, that's another one, and I'm sure you'll go off on this, Alex, but it does suck that it's like, she's not the one that should have shame about that. If I said she's ashamed of that story, that guy is just
The guy needs to take all the responsibility on that one.
He just needs to walk into the ocean, I think, and say that to sharks.
And bring all of his friends with him.
He sounds like a lovely guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he really does. He's his proper English and the etiquette that goes into it.
Totally. And you got to wonder what she was doing at the time.
She said she had her headphones on.
Honestly, what color were they?
Yeah.
Were they drinking?
Even if you did think that was a working girl, even they have lunch breaks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Sarah knows for next time.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Joy. Joy, what's the worst, Joy?
Oh, my God. I have to totally change it. Give it to Sarah. Because the absolute worst is that that guy's still out there, and he's probably calling into a TV show or into a radio show somewhere else where they're asking, what's the worst? And he goes, well, I was walking along his beach in Hawaii. This girl's laying there, and I asked her if she was available to me. He's probably calling that. Actually, the worst, it's like, I won't say the name of the ad I was listening to while it was just done, was the deck ad that was the young daughter emasculating her dad and telling him how stupid and old he was for not knowing what to get mom, that he should get her a deck. It was like,
thank you.
I love the idea that the guy on the beach.
Yeah.
He's calling into the radio station saying it was the worst that she didn't come with me.
Right. Can we?
My guess is he's still on the beach. My guess is he's still trolling.
Left.
He's
he
like,
never
well,
left.
Tomorrow's a big day. I got a 9 to 5 trolling the Waikiki.
Can we split the pizza between Sarah and Joy?
Yeah, Joy.
Kind of like
the support.
Yeah.
There's a lot of support. All right. Let's see. Hold on. Coming to Edmonton. Okay. I knew I was going to go to the bathroom. I'm just looking at bathroom. I'm going to read these things a lot. We'll skip the bathroom stuff. We'll come back. There's always the worst is great. I love this. But it's funny how bathroom worsts are 40% of the text.
Yeah.
And I always don't, because I'm like, we've heard them already. Mm-hmm. Like the idea. So if you're going to text, now I just up inviting it.
Well,
but
again,
about
it's
going
to be a fireworks display.
To go back to my theory that a lot of people are texting the worst thing as it's happening to them, I really don't want to hear the bathroom much. You know what I mean?
That's currently happening in the Chicagoland area.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
You like this. You want to think this is all in real time, right?
Yeah.
She's actually on the beach right now. What did that guy say to me? 224, worst is when my kids will never know the joys of growing up in the 70s and playing all the outdoor games. What? Like reindeer games.
Yeah.
Very similar.
What a strange...
Jarts?
I believe that'd be
the game that you would play?
What? I believe the outdoor game that my parents liked was called Go Away and Don't Bother Me. You know that game? Just go.
There's no
rules to it. It was just like, don't be in the house now.
Don't make eye contact with me ever.
I feel weird drinking in front of all four of you. So if you just go elsewhere.
So if three of you could leave, that would be ideal.
And one of you, go make me another highball.
Don't forget the sandwich.
708 says the worst is no matter where you take your vehicle for an oil change, they come back out with the cardboard that's all discolored and the filthy air filter. It's so true.
Yeah.
That's a scam that they do where they come in and go, oh, look at your air filter. Pull this out. It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, just generally going to the mechanic. And I always feel like I'm getting my ear licked. It's just like that level of discomfort where I'm like, this is broken in my car. Please fix it. Right. And don't look at me like that.
And they, and also the joy and the judgmental joy they have. Yeah. And like, yeah. Also, have you seen your credit score? And all, and
this is how you take care of your air filter?
Always after the Mercedes, too. Right. My Toyota Corolla is really not stacking up.
773, neighbors burning strawberry incense to cover the smell of something, but the incense smells worse.
I like the diplomacy of not telling us what the something was.
Yeah.
He's not trying to snitch on his neighbors.
Yeah, like no, yeah, right, exactly. 650, the worst cheese whiz.
That's it?
I disagree.
There was a point that not too long ago where I got a can of cheese whiz on a. I was with my son and I was like, "Oh man, you've never had this? Oh, we gotta get this!" And I brought it home like, "Here we go!" And I'm like, "This is gross, so gross."
Yeah, no, it's bad. But yeah. Like when you just need like a salt, like a
you just a need real, like a thing
a
when
thing.
You need a thing.
You just need like a. You need to just spray salt on a cracker.
But I love it. I love it one like that because clearly that person is dating someone. Who loves cheese whiz? Because that's only reason you say that. Because you're not coming across it. It's very easy to avoid.
Yeah.
It's not wild out in the world. There's someone who's introducing cheese whiz.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone love is like, I got more cheese whiz.
I got more cheese whiz. And you're like, I'll look past it.
You don't have the guts to tell them.
Yeah.
Right.
I love you, but cheese whiz.
Cheese whiz has got to go.
Deal breaker. 847, along with opening a window, the worst is opening a window at night only to have a skunk show up outside.
Oh man,
that skunk didn't show up. That skunk was waiting.
Stalking.
Skunk is just staring. Yeah, right.
I know your air conditioning is broken. I can hear it from two blocks over. Sounds like two things rubbing together.
Turn it off for the weekend.
All right, here we go.
And then the wasp is his buddy.
The wasp. Yeah,
here we
go. 630.
The worst, having pretty good feeling about practicing piano. A piece that I was working on and thinking maybe I'm nailing it, but then going to Google the same song and seeing a 4-year-old Asian boy without arms playing it with his feet better than me. Not even kidding.
I mean, talk about universal.
That's what pops up when you put a song in.
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
Honestly.
You know what I'm now picturing is what that 4-year-old Googles that makes him feel bad. Because then there's like... It's a Guatemalan kid without a head who's just
alive.
Killing Mozart,
who's
right?
Just alive.
Twice as good. I'm worthless.
Yeah. 506, the worst is when a dog curls up his upper lip and then shows you his teeth and growls. Yes, for no earthly reason. And all I've ever been is nice to that dog. I rescued him. I made him part of my family. That ungrateful mutt.
You're putting off bad energy, man. Yeah. You're putting off bad energy.
That text went south. That quick. Went. I was like, what's the?
Yeah.
Someone needs a hug.
That poor. Yeah, I agree with you though. At a certain point, you know, if the dog is just not warming up to you after a certain while, that's got to be the worst.
Right?
You're like, oh,
when
I
you've been
a
trying,
dog.
You're smiling,
and all
it does
is.
Wait, but it's your dog or it's like a friend's dog?
I think
dog?
It's their dog.
Again,
the way they kind of said that.
Not to be a pet hack about this, but people, a dog acts up once and they're like, how ungrateful. And a cat does nothing but show you disgust and you just put up with it. The dog has one bad day, you're like, how dare you? Meanwhile, the cat is sitting on your head. And you're like,
peeing
oh, that's
on
just,
you.
It's just how he is.
Yeah.
That's
sitting
is.
On your head.
773, putting a cup of coffee on the roof of your car and driving away with the coffee on the roof, wondering why everyone's honking at you.
Mm-hmm.
God, this is so good.
And they're like,
now that's espresso. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
312-981-7200. Adam Burke, Alex Kuman in studio. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We still got time because we're giving away pizzas tonight, but we will pick the winners. For this week's worst, stay with us.
What's going down, y'all? The worst come, my peoples come first. When worst come, the worst. When worst come, the worst, my peoples come first. When worst come, the worst. When worst come, the worst, my
It's the downloads, the worst, 312-981-7200. We are complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. And we've got two pizzas to give away. Alex Human, Adam Burke in studio tonight. We're having a grand old time.
We've already eaten one of the pizzas, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Yum, yum, yum.
All right, so we still got some to get through. We've got our front runners, but let's see if these can beat. Okay, here we go. 773. The worst is that my sister always asks me to turn down the TV volume when I'm watching something, but she will blast it when she's watching something.
Yeah, I can see that.
Depends on what you're watching, though.
It says hashtag young brother problems.
Mm.
Okay.
Young brother.
Mm-hmm. So a younger brother,
I think. Little brother.
Young brother. Maybe that's like young a nickname. Brother. Young brother.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too.
It's got character.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Gosh, this is tough. 847, the worst is sitting in the waiting room at the dentist and your ex that broke you, the reason that you're still single. That's their words.
Oh, boy.
Walks in and pretends like you're not there, and then you have to go get a tooth pulled.
Oh.
And then later that day, your landlord says you have to move out in a month.
Is this guy just...
And that's the person your girlfriend ran away with.
Now, look. Yeah. Right. You got to move out. We're tired of all the weeping. Your neighbors are complaining about the sobbing. It's coming through these real thin walls.
That's terrible. That's a terrible one, man.
I hope you've kind of done a Hemingway-esque story there for us, and that none of these things happened. But if they did, those are rough.
Yeah, you know, there's one that's coming up here that I'm not going to read because it's foolish, but at the same time, it starts at the beginning, which is just, I think, just defeats the whole purpose because, all right, this one's real. I make up a lot of worse, but this one's real. And I'm like, yeah, it's
yes,
what?
Certainly.
So stop making them up. Be creative with your life. We all have worse. You don't have to make them up, guys. Yeah.
So you're the worst.
Yeah, life is awful.
Life is awful. All the time.
Let's just step it up, gang. Come on.
That is a thing that actually, real quick, that is a thing that comedians do sometimes where they'll be halfway through a joke and it's not getting any laughs and they go, this really happened. And it's like, no, we don't doubt that it really happened. It's just not very funny. it's not going to make
now,
it more
now
funny.
You're a liar and you're not funny. Yeah.
All right, 773 gets us right back on. Here we go. The worst is putting together IKEA-like furniture, trying to line up 20 dowels. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
20 holes for the past hour. Following by having to sneeze with a mouthful of food.
Ooh. Swedish meatballs.
Right up your alley. It's real time.
Yeah.
Liz is listening in real time. She's like, yep.
Yeah.
I'm doing this right now.
Putting
listening
a flurgen together.
Yeah. I like Liz's one because I'm picturing her sneezing over the instructions and now she can no longer read what to do with all her dowels.
Just stain the instructions. All right.
Yeah, by the way, the furniture she's making is the same as the sound
the
she
sound
makes when
that
she
came
sneezed.
Out when she sneezed.
It's like a flippin' bin.
312 says the worst is when you get to make up a serious presentation. You get up to make a serious presentation in front of people and they're snickering. So you immediately look down and your fly is not open.
Oh, wow.
So it's like,
but you are soiling
down.
Yourself.
Yeah, it's just
yeah, you're just generally laughable.
You're just naked.
My fly wasn't open because I wasn't wearing any pants.
Actually naked.
Thank God my fly wasn't open. God, I'm just exposing myself.
E32 says when your pants rip in the crotch and you don't realize it till later. So there's a sort of correlation there.
Yeah.
We're getting somewhere. The worst is when you get out of an Uber and your bag is caught in the door, and Uber drives away with your bag hanging out the outside of the car.
Yeah.
That's tough, especially if there's like a computer in there.
There's got to be a specific star rating for that lets them know, hey, why 1.5 stars? Oh, I drove away with your possessions? Okay.
Stuck in the car.
Refund.
The worst is coming home from a long day and looking forward to eating your Oreos. Only to find out that your roommate ate all but one because he didn't want to be rude and finish them.
Yeah, because I think we agree on this. One Oreo is worse than no Oreos.
Worse than zero.
Because no one ever wants to eat one Oreo.
You've got the taste, and now you can't. And especially if it's like a broken one.
What if he opened it and he
ate
just,
the,
he
ate,
just
the, ate the cream inside and then put the cookies back like a devil?
He filled it up with
cheese whiz.
Like a devil. That is. It's like a devil.
Yeah.
It's a rough move.
I can't wait to go to your church where you're sitting out in front and you're like, let me tell you about the devil. You know what the devil does? Yeah.
Listen, what do you know about Oreos and the devil?
I'm pretty sure I saw a Hieronymus Bosch painting with a guy just eating the middle out of Oreos.
The worst is when you start taking a shower and you start shampooing your hair and then the hot water runs out. The worst is running late and realizing you don't have gas and you run out of gas.
Oh. Yeah, because no one, I will say that's the worst because no one believes that excuse. If you call up and go, sorry, I'm not there, but I ran out of gas. People are like, well, you're not going to get the job now anyway.
Regardless. And one way or the other, if you're making it up.
Or you're fired. Yeah.
Either A, you're making it up, and that's a lie, or B, you ran out of gas, and you're totally untrustworthy.
And we don't like you.
There's not too many times in the world that you could actually run out of gas in this day and age, right?
Right.
Yeah. There we go. All right, 312-981-7200. All right, you know what we're going to do? Let's wrap it up. Okay. We got 2 minutes to the end of the show. So, all right, so we're giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. We got two of them tonight. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumelnatis.com. Before we get to the winners tonight, Alex, you are going to be at the AV Club, Comedy Festival at the Hideout tomorrow, opening for a great comedian. I love her, and I can't pronounce her name. So.
Aparna Nancherla.
Aparna Nancherla.
7 and 10 p.m.
Yeah. I just saw her. She was one of the dates in the Master of None.
Master of None. She's great.
She's really funny.
She's so
funny. She liked World Wrestling. WWE.
So funny.
That was good. Adam, you are going to be at the Blind Bet, the show at the Pony, 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's correct.
Belmont National in the Lakeview neighborhood.
Yeah.
You guys, of course, thank you so much for playing tonight.
Thanks
for having us.
Here we go. All right. Let's go with the two. Let's do from 650. You know what's the worst? Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
Cheese Whiz with a winner.
It's a classic.
It's a classic.
Simple. Yeah.
It's the wordplay.
To the point.
You get to the wordplay, and then you're also like, yeah, it is the worst. And I think that we also started to piece together a life.
Yeah.
You know, where does this hatred come from?
I also like that person thinks that we have forgotten about Cheese Whiz. Like, we've mentioned all this other stuff. You know Cheese Whiz. And we're like, oh, yeah,
hey, remember?
Of course.
Remember, please?
Of course Cheese Whiz is the worst.
Completely. Yeah.
Of course it's the worst. All right. So that leaves us with our winner tonight. Our winner, and we got to give it to her because it was traumatic and probably more traumatic to relive the story and tell us tonight on the air. But we're going to give it to Sarah. Yeah. Sarah, for being approached at the Waikiki Beach and being propositioned as if she was a working girl.
And we hope that all the other worst things we mentioned happen to the guy who said it, like in one day. We just hope that that's his
life. We hope that Cheese Whiz mostly happens to him. Are you available?
Are you available to me?
Ugh.
To me.
Ugh. Now, do you think there was a guy who just didn't have a handle on the English language or too much of a handle in the way that...
He
was like, he was doing like a formal English. And then he's like, are you available to me?
I wouldn't say that to a cab.
No,
that's gross.
No. Nothing. No redemption for him. Give him a broken Oreo and send him on his way.
That's right. There it is.
He is a broken Oreo.
He is a broken Oreo. Alex Kuman, Adam Burke, I guess. You guys are great. Thanks so much for
Thank
playing
you
in
so
there.
Much.
I appreciate it.